health, diet, fitness, lifestyle. You're listening to It's Your Health Radio. And here's your host, Lisa Davis.
Hello and welcome back to It's Your Health. It's been a great week with Dr. Julie. And the good news is that she will be back with us in the new year to share her wisdom and kindness. Dr. Julie is an integrative medicine. Dr. Julie is a... Lisa is a ding-dong. Dr. Julie is an integrative physician and health expert. She is on television in San Jose, California, and all over the U.S. in the media. Hello, Dr. Julie.
Hi, thank you for having me back.
Well, I'm so glad to have you. It's been such a great week. I have learned so much. I'm sure the listeners have learned so much as well. And I mentioned a couple days ago that you're trained in medical acupuncture, Chinese scalp acupuncture, hypnotherapy, strain, counter-strain, osteopathic manipulations, and more. I would love to talk about Chinese scalp acupuncture and what that is used to treat.
Sure. It's interesting because the Chinese scalp acupuncture, and there's various different versions out there, obviously, but Chinese scalp acupuncture is originally kind of designed by a neurosurgeon in China. And the way the needles are inserted are into certain pathways that are neuroanatomically corresponding to where our brain, how our brain is laid out. So for certain areas that will help with movement disorders like Parkinson's, Huntington's, even with like people with the movement Tourette's associated issues, Alzheimer's, etc. There's different areas on the brain that's in the scalp that's kind of mapped out as to where the area might be in the brain. And so there's a lot of hypotheses as to how this might work. One of the hypotheses is that, you know, when you stick the needles into those scalp areas, because it actually does correspond with the neuroanatomy of the brain itself. So meaning, like, for example, you would stick a needle in the scalp of a certain area that actually is the superficial or outside version, a part of where the inside your brain, where, let's say, your speech area is, or your eye or vision area is, or your motor area is, or your sensation area is. And so, you know, when you stick those needles in, you actually will what we stimulate, or what we call tonify the needles. So over a period of time, and what ends up happening is they think that you actually will stimulate blood flow and potentially with stimulation of the scalp and blood flow and nerves. There may be some resynapses or neurotransmitter changes or whatnot. I mean, they don't really know for sure why, but for example, the gentleman I trained with, he trained with, I believe, the originator of the Chinese scalp acupuncture in China, and he has done phenomenal work with some of the really, really, really severe Parkinson's disease type patients, West Nile virus infection patients. And for me, I've worked on it with people with kind of muscle spasms. It's great for pain and muscle spasms as well, for strokes. But main thing is you wouldn't want to do, though, the Chinese scalp acupuncture for someone with what we call hemorrhagic stroke, where they actually bled out, because you don't want to increase and stimulate blood flow, at least not right at the beginning where they just had it. But in general, Chinese scalp acupuncture is phenomenal for people with strokes, especially very recently. Like, let's say they just recently got discharged from the hospital and they're starting neuro physical therapy. Chinese scalp acupuncture would be great for that at that point as well, to kind of regain some of the functioning and nerve stimulation from your central nervous system for the area that had been cut off from blood flow from the ischemic stroke.
That's so interesting. Do you enjoy doing that?
I'm sorry?
Do you enjoy doing that?
Oh, yeah, I love it. I mean, you know what's interesting is a lot of patients will ask me things about acupuncture, hypnotherapy, which I also do, the strain counter strain and the Chinese scalp acupuncture and whatnot. And they'll say, you know, is it weird because your background is conventional medicine? Is this like very counterintuitive, and does it make you feel at odds with what your background training is? And the answer is actually no, because if you truly understand the ideas behind a lot of, like, the Chinese medicine, the acupuncture, the herbs, the scalp acupuncture, hypnotherapy, et cetera, it actually works very well with conventional medicine. You just have to understand where it comes from. For example, in acupuncture, there's something called the jing, which is what they call the life essence, or the and people with, like, chronic diseases, chronic pain, frequently have, like, jing deficiency, which is kind of your body's getting more depleted, right? And so as we age, we naturally have less jing. And so what's interesting is a lot of these patients usually have a lot of adrenal fatigue. which is also as we age gets less. And then as we have more stressors in our life and our bodies are dealing more with chronic inflammation, you know, we have more and more adrenal fatigue, and our adrenal system, which is the organs right above our kidneys, but it's important in our hypothalamic pituitary axis, which is our hormonal endocrine system. But, you know, it's interesting because I usually will use a synonymous analogy of the Jing being adrenals. And so it's very common that a lot of the issues that you have with Jing deficiency is very common with adrenal fatigue. And so what's interesting is that if you really understand the philosophy of both conventional medicine and the other, what I call whole systems medicine, like in Ayurvedic medicine or in Chinese medicine, you really can see the parallel of the different modalities and the different philosophies. It's really not at odds. So it's very interesting.
Yeah, it really is. Now, hypnotherapy is something my father, he's an ophthalmologist, and he's been doing that since the 70s on patients before he's going to, like, put a needle in their eye or something. So, and then my brother actually does stage hypnosis, and he's incredible. I mean, it's amazing what he can do. So how do you use hypnotherapy?
I usually will use it with my hands-on treatments with a strain counter strain and also with chronic pain.
Yeah, what
so
is this?
To help people deal with chronic pain at home, to help them visualize the removal of the pain stimuli and to help them relax and calm stress in their body. And then when I do the strain counter strain, for it to be more effective, I need the patients not to focus on what I'm doing. And so when I do hypnotherapy, it allows them to focus more on my words and the imagery. And so it actually allows my strain-counter-strain osteopathic manipulations to be more effective.
Well, what are the strain-counter-strain?
So strain-counter-strain is a version of osteopathic manipulation where you really look at shortening muscle fibers to help them to get into a relaxed state, which is the easiest way to describe it in layman's terms. So a lot of times it ends up feeling a little bit like massage, but it's really about retraining the muscle fibers to release their contracted states into a more relaxed state. When the strain counter strain really is that sometimes what ends up happening is when you strain your muscles, it's like when you have like whiplash, your muscles are like quickly put into a contract, like a trauma, what your muscle thinks it's traumatized. So it's quickly put into a state where it thinks it's traumatized because of the rapid movement of the muscles and it's contracted. If you slowly move that muscle into a shortened muscle fiber state and then hold it and allow and just hold that position where the muscle fibers are shortened and then very, 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 very slowly release it back into position, it allows the muscles to think that they're not being traumatized anymore. So it's probably the easiest way to explain it.
Oh, that sounds really nice. I mean, just very helpful for folks.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Now, that was just a few. What are some of the other modalities you use?
I also use a medical-grade laser for a lot of the pain areas for patients, like inflammatory joints. I do a lot of acupuncture with patients. So sometimes I'll do guided imagery with hypnotherapy. I also do biofeedback. Which with heart math, which is looking at heart rate variability and having people learn how to control their own physiology. And the nice thing about this kind of a treatment with biofeedback, because a lot of there are certain people or certain types of people where hypnotherapy is not something that they can do very easily. For example, like people who are more science-based or engineers and whatnot like to actually see the physiology change.
Yeah.
So I teach them to, because the heart math system will actually allow you to see the rate change of your heart and how you're able to control it to be calmer by certain thoughts. And then once you learn how to do it and you know that every time you do a certain breath pattern or certain thoughts through the mind and over a certain period of time, you're able to achieve a certain more relaxed heart rate and hence physiology, then you can do it without the machine.
Oh, that's great. Dr. Julie, this week has been so incredible, and I really want to have you back in January. I'd love to have a regular series with you. I notice on your site you have a whole section on college health. You have wonderful blog posts and all kinds of great information. If you can give us your website again.
Sure. It's www.makinghealthyeasy.com. That's E and Z, the two letters. www.makinghealthyeasy.com, and my clinic information is on there as well.
Oh, terrific. Dr. Julie, thank you so much again.
Thank you for having me this week.
Thanks for listening. For more information, go to itsyourhealthnetwork.com.